He walked out into the warm September morning and started for the main office. Along the way, he nodded at people who waved or called out greetings. RV parks were friendly places. As he wasn't one for unnecessary chats, he'd learned to keep moving while offering a brief wave. Otherwise, he might get trapped in a lengthy and tedious conversation about the viability of a certain back road or a discussion about the best kind of bait for catfish.
You get, you hear me? Go on out of here or I'll get my shotgun.
The angry words came from his left. Jasper instinctively went on alert, his body tensing as he spun in that direction. Using the RV he'd just passed for cover, he backtracked so he could come around from behind and see what was happening.
You heard me? The man yelled. Get out of here.
Jasper stayed close to the RV as he circled around and then stepped into view, prepared to get between some jerk and whoever he was threatening. Only the short, round old man wasn't taking on his kid or his woman. Instead, he was raising his hand to a dog, an old dog with ribs showing through dirty fur, a dog who flinched and backed away. Problem? Jasper asked, using his "tell me your story before I kick your ass" voice, the one he'd perfected during his time with the military police. The old man glared at him, as if wanting to take him on, then seemed to think better of it.
It's nothing. Just that dog who's been hanging out here for a few weeks. Somebody dumped him. If you don't want a dog, just shoot him. That's what I say.
The kindness of strangers, Jasper thought grimly, or lack thereof. He knew there were more good people than bad, but every now and then he was forced to question his faith in humanity. The dog, some kind of lab shepherd mix, looked at him with sad, knowing eyes, as if he didn't really expect better of life. He stayed out of reach and, despite the heat, shivered a little. He was obviously starving and might be sick. Who would just dump a dog at an RV park?
He begs for food, the old man added, his tone defensive. I don't have time to deal with him.
Jasper thought about the coffee he hadn't had yet and the 1,100 miles between him and home. He thought about the book he was trying to write and how slowly it was going. He thought about the nightmares he often had and that there were still enough bad days to keep him humble. The absolute last thing he needed in his life was some old dog.
If you were him, you'd beg for food too, Jasper said. Don't shoot him. You don't get to tell me what to do.
Jasper sighed before squaring his shoulders and staring down at the old man, who was maybe 5'5" to Jasper's 6'3".
Seriously, he asked, you're going to go there with me?
The old man shook his head.
I'm just saying. I know what you're saying. Don't shoot the dog.
Jasper walked to the office. Sure enough, they had a huge carafe of coffee that he used to fill his travel mug. While he drank down the dark, hot liquid, he asked about the dog and confirmed it was indeed a stray. A few attempts had been made to catch it, but no one had been successful. Jasper headed to his RV. He would spend no more than 15 minutes looking for the dog. If he found it, he would lure it back to his RV with food. Once it was inside, he would take it to a local vet and have it checked for a chip. If there wasn't one, he would drop it off at a shelter and be on his way. It would take him 2 hours, tops. Or less, he thought, as he approached his RV and saw the dog sitting outside the side door.
Good morning, Jasper said, opening the door.
The dog jumped inside and made his way to the small refrigerator, where he sat again.
Somebody's messing with me, Jasper grumbled.
He pulled out lunch meat he was going to use for a sandwich and gave that to the dog, who gulped it down. Jasper quickly scrambled a couple of eggs. Less than 10 minutes later, the dog was stretched out on the sofa, completely relaxed and nearly asleep. Jasper looked up the closest vet's office and called to explain the situation. The perky receptionist told him they'd just had a cancellation and could see him right away.
Of course you can, he muttered.
The drive was easy. There was parking for his RV, and damn if the dog didn't follow him inside the vet's office with no problem. Jasper explained the situation to the smiling older woman with a name tag that read Sally. When he got to the part about him giving the dog to a shelter, her smile faded. You don't want to keep him yourself? She asked.
No, I'm not really a pet person.
Both she and the dog stared at him. Jasper shifted uncomfortably. He wanted to explain that he wasn't